House, please come to order. Members indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk.
35 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Speaker. Let the record reflect that Representatives Foster, Gruenberg, Jewell, Ledoux, and Lynn have previously been excused from call today.
No objection. Those members will be shown as excused. Again, leading the invocation today is the Reverend Kenneth Torkel McLean of the Juneau Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Members, please rise for the invocation.
From our many beliefs and traditions, may we join together in a spirit of prayer. Eternal God, as we listen each day to reports from around the world of elections and governments being challenged by mobs and guns and bombs, let us give thanks for the orderly institutions of government we have inherited and here carry on. If pride is a sin, may we be forgiven our pride in the customs of respect and deference which govern our deliberations and our making of decisions. As we take pride in the underlying strength of our compact with each other and with the people we represent, may we also acknowledge the imperfections and human failures in what we achieve. In this balance of pride and humility, we may rededicate ourselves as we take up the tasks of this day and the days before us, knowing that our work is important, the issues are complex, and we are human. Amen.
Amen. Representative Hawker, you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask that that's the most beautiful and thoughtful prayer be spread across the journal.
Hearing no objection, that prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 16th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, then. The journal as presented by the Chief Clerk will be certified. Representative Gary, you have a guest for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Are we there yet?
We are.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have three guests from my district today, all of whom work to make life better for at-risk children and children with behavioral or other problems. As I mention your name, if you could just stand there all in the Predovich Gallery. I have Carletta Mack, who is Director of Program Services over at Covenant House. Welcome, Carletta. I have Lynn Hicks, who is an administrator at North Star Hospital and runs the Braga Behavioral Treatment Center there. And I have the CEO of Alaska Children's Services, Jim Maley, who's here. And he runs, of course, a service that has residential and treatment services for kids also. So if you could help me welcome them, I would appreciate it.
Other guests for introduction, Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inda Paratchevich, I hope I'm not poaching, but I was given her name, is a good friend of mine from Fairbanks, Drenda Tigner, who runs the Presbyterian Hospitality House, who's also here for the Alaska Association of Homes. But also in the Paratchevich Gallery, it's my great, great honor to introduce Dave Monson, who with his father of two, and he's down here for the for a hearing on a bill on the other side, honoring his late wife, Susan Butcher, and the father of two wonderful daughters. And in the Taylor Gallery is a woman I've known longer than she's been alive, is my younger sister, Elise, also down here for the Alaska Association of Homes. So please join me.
Other guests, Representative Newman.
Mr. Speaker, again in the Pradovich Gallery, I have Naomi Tigner. Naomi is down here with the Alaska Association of Homes for Children. She's with the Presbyterian Hospitality House, lives in La Silla, and Naomi's goal is very admirable. It's to try and open more residential homes for people in need. So please help me welcome Naomi.
Representative Crawford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Paratrovich Gallery, I also have one of those folks that's doing the Lord's work at ACS, Alaska Children's Services, Chris Gunderson. Thank you for helping me walk.
Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rounding out folks in the Paratrovich Gallery behind us is also Ms. Lori Morris, a constituent of my district. She's with Alaska Baptist Family Services. A familiar face in this hallway to those of us that have been here for a while. Always welcome her to Juneau today again with the Association of Homes for Children. And she's asked me to remind folks that there is a legislative reception this evening, sir. 5 o'clock down at the Baranoff. Thank you.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce Nina Allen. She's in the Paratrovich Gallery. And she is down here with a mental health group, and she's from the center in Homer. So please help me welcome her.
Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ever since I moved to Alaska, I've taken a special delight in talking with people about how they got here and what they think about Alaska once they're here. And, Mr. Speaker, the guest that I have in the gallery behind me is somebody who has been, who expressed more enthusiasm and more pure delight that he now lives in Alaska than anybody I've ever met. And I've asked the body to help me welcome Ricky Vall. He's a training specialist with Alaska Children's Services. He gets to travel all over the state. He loves hunting and fishing, and he's delighted to be here.
Representing home.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also have a constituent joining us as part of this this wonderful group. If you would please help me welcome Carla McGregor, who is here with the Alaska Association of Homes for Children.
Representative Johansson.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. In the gallery behind me, three people that I introduced last year. Jack Duckworth, he's the secretary of the Alaska Association of Homes for Children. He's also the executive director of the Residential Youth Center in Ketchikan. He's also the president of the Ketchikan Fight Club. Along with him is his son, Gabe Duckworth, a member of the AAHC, administrative director of the Residential Youth Care, vice president of the Ketchikan Fight Club, and also a foster parent here in Alaska. And with the Duckworths is Michael Martin, a member of the AAHC, supervisor in the Residential Youth Care in Ketchikan, and a board member of the Ketchikan Youth Court. Last year I talked about how their house that they have in Ketchikan is immaculate. They take such pride, these young people that have real challenges, and these guys really instill that pride in those kids. And you may have noticed I said Ketchikan Fight Club twice. That's another method they're using to channel some of the energies of these young people in Ketchikan that have problems. And they come up here to Juneau, and you may have I know some of you have been out in the valley and watched some of that stuff. There's a warning, I got muscle in town today. So be careful. But please help me welcome these three.
I think we could set the ring up right here. And just Representative Curtula.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Paratrovich Gallery, I have three constituents, all of whom are here working for the same group. I have Pam Watts, who's the administrator for the Juneau Alliance for Mental Health, Walter Majoros, the executive director for Juneau Youth Services, and Jordan Nigro, the residential director for Juneau Youth Services. So if you can help me welcome them today.
Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce two of my constituents down from Fairbanks today. First, I have Guy Patterson, if you want to stand. Guy's got a long history of behavioral health issues and dealing with those problems that we've got.
Like you say, he had a long history of?
He said I could say anything I wanted about him, so. Guy is here with the Alaska Association of Homes for Children. He used to work at the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, my employer. Now he's currently the new director of behavioral health at the Fairbanks Native Association. As I said, he had a long time history working on those types of issues. He worked in the governor's advisory board under the Hickel administration for alcohol and drug abuse. In speaking with Guy today, he said it's actually does feel colder here, but the wind sure does keep the mosquitoes away. Along with him is George White, a good personal friend of mine. George is also here with the Alaska Association of Homes for Children. He is currently the Therapeutic Families Home Manager for the Family-Centered Services of Alaska, and soon to be the new director of the Residential Diagnostic Treatment Center, a project that this legislature has worked on for many years, and it's finally come to fruition. On a personal note, I'm really proud to have George here. George is my fraternity brother, and it wasn't too long ago that we were doing keg stands and having co-ed parties, and it's just good to see him buckle down, have a good job, and doing good work back up in Fairbanks. So if you'd help me welcome the two of them, thank you.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also in the galleries, I have Deborah Kimbrell. She's with the Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center. She's also down here with the Alaska Association for Homes for Children. So if you would, help me welcome her to do it.
Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the distinguished member from District 12 who is not at liberty to make introductions, I'd like to introduce Brad Ose, Administrator for North Star Behavioral and at and Palmer Residential Treatment Center for Adolescent Boys at Paratrovich Gallery.
Representative Rambis. Oh, I'm sorry.
And thank you. In the other gallery, the Warren A. Taylor Gallery, a person from Peters Creek, also with the Alaska Firefighters, Rod Harris.
Representative Rambis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My friend Ty Tigner is here. He's with the Presbyterian Hospitality House in Fairbanks, and he's part of the great safety net in Alaska that helps save and improve lives of young people. Thanks, Ty.
Zangato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In our growing community, we often have increased needs for people, and somewhere between Palmer and Wasilla, there's a relatively new building. In fact, it's so new that it doesn't even have the furniture. But the CEO is here, and I'm sure he's here to kind of help us get some furniture for himself. Please welcome in the Taylor Gallery, Don Bennis.
Representative Hawker.
And thank you a second time, Mr. Speaker. I look across to the opposite side of the room in the Taylor Gallery and see that another one of my favorite constituents is he's one of Alaska's firefighters. Matt McSorley has joined us again. Also a familiar face in this hallway is looking for support for firefighters issue, which I know everyone would like to do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Did we miss anybody? At ease. House, come back to order. Any more guests for introduction? Seeing none, are there messages from the governor?
A message dated January 30th stating in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905080, the governor submits the following names for legislative confirmation. To the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, Max Mertz.
Okay, hang on a second here. Labor and Commerce.
Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Joseph Del Dono and Robert Klein.
Also to Labor and Commerce.
State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Frank Abeg, Clifford Baker, George Davidson, Daniel Walsh.
Also to Labor and Commerce.
Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, Carl Ekstrom.
Judiciary.
Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Lorinda Britton, Vern Hurlbert, Kelly Sherman.
Labor and Commerce.
Big Game Commercial Services Board, Brenda Rebney.
Resources.
Board of Chiropractic Examiners, James Heston.
Labor and Commerce.
Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Frank Holman.
Resources.
Board of Education and Early Development, Geraldine Binshoof and Philip Snyder.
To Hess.
Board of Game, Lewis Bradley, Teresa Sager Alba, and Ted Spracker or Sprayler, Spraker.
Resources.
State Commission for Human Rights, Mark Fish, Grace Merkies, Robert Sawyer.
State Affairs.
Commission on Judicial Conduct, Joseph Miller, Thomas Knave, Robert Shelton.
Judiciary.
Board of Marine Pilots, Robert Arts.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Marital and Family Therapy, the very Reverend John Downing.
Labor and Commerce.
State Medical Board, Dr. John Cullen, Dr. William Ressinger, Dr. Lawrence Stinson, Mr. Michael Tarianen, and Dr. Gene Sagonis.
Yes.
Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees, Paula Easley, Larry Nareen, Timothy Shurik.
Finance.
Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Cheryl Corrick, Dr. Peggy Downing, Holly Steiner.
Yes.
Board of Nursing, Denise Ekstrom, Agnes Jack.
Yes.
Occupational Safety and Health Review Board, James Montgomery and Timothy Sharp.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Examiners and Optometry, Dr. Jill Matheson.
Yes, committee.
Personnel Board, Deborah English.
State Affairs.
Board of Pharmacy, Kathy Bouchaw, Robert Young.
Yes, committee.
State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, Joyce Barnett and Dr. Julius Breck, and Gary Burleson and Kathleen Lind.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Professional Counselors, James Morton.
Labor and Commerce.
Professional Teaching Practices Commission, Richard Lum and George Troxel.
Yes, committee.
Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Camille Carlson, Dr. John DeRuiter, and Lisa Turner.
Labor and Commerce.
Alaska Public Offices Commission, Kathleen Frederick.
State Affairs.
Real Estate Commission, Christina Swires.
Labor and Commerce.
Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Robert Pickett.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Veterinary Examiners, Dr. Timothy Bowser, Martin Boozer, Dr. Cynthia Trout.
Also to Labor and Commerce.
Violent Crimes Compensation Board, Leroy Barker.
Judiciary.
Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, David Richards.
Labor and Commerce.
Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Don Gray, Howard Hansen, David Kester, Deborah Norum, Michael Notar, Douglas Orcutt, Jeffrey Pruz, David Robinson, Mark Stimp, Damian Thomas.
Labor and Commerce.
I have no further messages from the governor.
Are there messages from the other body?
A message dated January 30th stating the Senate accepts the House invitation to meet in joint session at 11 a.m. on March 17th to hear the annual address to the legislature by U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski. Message dated January 30th stating the Senate concurred in the House amendment to sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 139, thus adopting House Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 139, liability for airports and airstrips. And a message dated January 30th stating the Senate has passed and returned House Concurrent Resolution 17 relating to title change in Senate Bill 139. I have no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
Received the audit report from the Division of Legislative Audit, Department of Environmental Conservation, Division of Water, Village Safe Water Program, December 5th, 2007, and pursuant to Legislative Resolve Number 11, the report to the legislature from the Legislative Regulatory Commission of Alaska Task Force. I have no further communications.
Are there any standing committee reports?
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 260, State Officers Compensation Commission, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 260, State Affairs, with the same title. Attaches a previous fiscal note recommending do pass Crawford and Nelson, do not pass Stoltz, Kelly, no recommendation. Guerra, Thomas, Meyer, and Chenault amend Hawker. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 260 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 284, PFD Allowable Absence Fellowships, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 284, Finance, with the same title, attaches previous zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Crawford, Hawker, Thomas, Nelson, and Chenault. No recommendation, Guerra, Stoltz, Kelly, and Meyer. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 284 has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 296, Extending Board of Parole, attaches a fiscal note, recommending do pass Guerra, Crawford, Hawker, Nelson, Thomas, Stoltz, Meyer. No recommendation, Kelly and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. House Bill 296 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 303, Marine and Motorized Recreational Products, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 303, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Book, Ramris, Newman, and Olson, amend Gardner, Ledoux, and Gatto. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. House Bill 303 has no further referral.
It is going to get a judiciary referral.
The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 315, Extend Big Game Commercial Services Board, attaches a fiscal note, recommending do pass Gardner, Ledoux, Book, Ramris, Gatto, and Olson. No recommendation, Newman. The report was signed by Representative Olson, Chair. House Bill 315 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further reports from standing committees, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any reports of special committees?
And there are no special committee reports today.
Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
Citation in memoriam, Liv Cheryl Gray, by Representative Thomas and Senator Kukesh. In memoriam, Frank Wallace, by Representative Thomas and Senator Kukesh. House Concurrent Resolution 20, by Representative Seaton, encouraging the installation of fire sprinkler systems in residences.
Labor and Commerce, State Affairs.
There are no further citations or resolutions.
Read for these. Madam Clerk, are there any bills for introduction?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 306 by Representatives Guerra, Kawasaki, Nelson, Kurtula, and Grunberg, and Salmon, entitled An Act Relating to Providing a Voluntary Free Elementary Program Within a School District and Providing for the Establishment and Implementation of a Statewide Early Childhood Education Plan.
The Hess Committee on Finance.
House Bill 347 by Representative Thomas, entitled An Act Relating to the Regional Cruise Ship Impact Fund and Establishing the Regional Cruise Ship Impact Fund Advisory Committee and Prescribing its Duties.
Finance Committee. House, come back to order. Any other bills for introduction?
House Bill 348 by Representative Keller, entitled An Act Relating to the Adoption of Regulations by the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game.
Fisheries and Resources.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the first item of today's agenda.
House Bill 317 by Representatives Coghill, Chenault, Johnson, Book, Kurtula, Ramris, Gatto, Lynn, Kelly, and Dahlstrom, entitled An Act Eliminating the Limit on Compassionate Gifts that a Legislator or a Legislative Employee may solicit, accept, or receive under the Legislative Ethics Act and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, attached a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Johnson, Coghill, Dahl, and Roses. The report was signed by Representative Roses, Vice Chair, and the Judiciary Committee referral was waived. I have no amendments.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that all members be shown as co-sponsors on House Bill 317.
Hearing no objection, then all members will be shown as co-sponsors. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 317 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third. Madam Clerk, would you please read the title for the third and final time?
House Bill 317, entitled An Act Eliminating the Limit on Compassionate Gifts that a Legislator or Legislative Employee May Solicit, Accept, or Receive under the Legislative Ethics Act, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, with all members of the House co-sponsors, I'll just be brief so that people know what we're doing here. Last year when we did the comprehensive look at our ethics bill, this compassionate gift was put in, and for good reason. And so what we probably didn't have in context was the safeguards that we have in the law and the balance that is having the ledge counsel look at a compassionate gift and the fact that it is reported, the source and the value of the gift. And so this takes the limit off the gift that was given under the compassionate gift statute. I think it still has some safeguards. And just for the public's interest, one of the members of the body and one of the legislative employees one needs a kidney, one's willing to donate a kidney. The kidney is not the value, but all the stuff that goes around it is going to be a value. And so whether it's airline miles, help with doctor bills, et cetera, et cetera. So this allows us to give, report it. We still have to report within the 30 days. And it also allows us to care for one another in whatever capacity we could possibly do it. So this just takes that $250 aggregate amount off of the statute.
Any other debate? Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be very brief, too. I would just like to ask my colleagues to stand and salute Sue Stancliffe, my staffer, for the generous act of donating the kidney, and also those folks in here, and we know who is involved, that also had been on the list, and members of Richard's family. But Sue Stancliffe is the one that is going to donate the kidney, and I'd like to take a moment and have you rise and recognize that. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other debate? Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 317 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
35 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 35 yeas and 0 nays, House Bill 317 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 317 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, are there any other items on today's agenda?
There's no citations on today's calendar.
Excuse me. Mr. Majority Leader, any unfinished business?
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call at the House at the following dates and times. Representative Guerra from 8 a.m. Saturday, February 2nd to morning plain time Wednesday, February 6th. Representative Johansson from 8 a.m. Friday, February 1st to evening plain time Sunday, February 3rd. Representative Rammers from 6 p.m. Friday, February 1st to morning plain time Monday, February 4th. Representative Roses from 5 p.m. Friday, February 1st to evening plain time Wednesday, February 6th. Representative Samuels from 6 p.m. Friday, February 1st to evening plain time Sunday, February 3rd. And Representative Thomas from 10:30 a.m. Friday, February 1st to afternoon plain time Sunday, February 3rd.
Okay. Objection. Those members will be shown as excused. Dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other unfinished business? Committee announcements? Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 1:30 this afternoon, the operating budget, mental health budget will be up before the Finance Committee. Discussion will be on the language sections of the bill, so 1:30 Finance.
Keep it clean, right? Representative Johansson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 1:30 Transportation, finishing up the STIP conversation.
Okay, Representative Wilson.
3 o'clock is the HES Committee, and we will be taking up for the second time the Governor's Bill, Transparency Bill, with the three sections.
No controversy there. Any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Special orders? Majority Leader?
Thank you. Permission to speak on 132/86.
132/86.
Yes.
132 over 86 is well within the range and slightly low, I was told.
He'll go up here shortly.
Right down the hall, as you leave, the medical, the emergency medical service coordinators from around the state, they've got a dot, which I already lost mine, but I'm not stressed out at all. So, but they'll also take your blood pressure. They can take it a couple times during the day, depends how your meetings go and how your bills go as they flow through the process. And you're going to walk right by them. So I would encourage everybody from now till 3 o'clock to take the time and get your blood pressure checked and check yourself out. Thank you.
Any other special orders? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to talk about the color red.
The color red.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just want to remind everyone that tomorrow is Wear Red Day. The American Heart Association has starts out the month of February with Wear Red. So, guys, that's red ties, red socks, red shirts, if you have them. And I'd help you remember, yesterday I put red stickers in your boxes so that you could put a sticker on your outfit today so that when you go home tonight, you'll remember to wear red tomorrow. And there's also red dress pins in your boxes today. So each of you can wear your red pins tomorrow. And it's just to help us all remember that the tragedy in the United States today is that heart attacks are the number one cause of death for women and men, and that it can be prevented. And our lifestyle changes it usually has to take, but it can be prevented. So what you eat and exercise and those type of things can make a difference, and it's a shame that that's the number one cause of death when it can be prevented. So everybody wear red tomorrow. Thank you.
Other special orders, Representative Coghill.
Thank you. Permission to speak on it's just protocol.
It's just protocol.
Mr. Chairman, usually I wait until there are several infractions before I stand up to speak, so that it doesn't seem like I'm just picking on any one person. But the person in front of me today made me remember protocol. And so before we vote, it's probably not the time to do what we had just done, although I think it's totally excusable. But it would be much more appropriate in the time in which we are now in special order. So to the member in front of me, it's just protocol. Then the other thing is, when we're introducing guests, not a time to make announcements for events happening later in the day. It's just protocol. Introduce the guest and keep it at that. It's also probably not the time to make political speeches about what they're needing support for. Just protocol. And then remember, if you want anybody to know that you're introducing them, keep your mouth close to the mic so that those who are interested in who they are get to hear who they are. It's just protocol. And then one apology, I asked if something was a conflict the other day on the floor, and it was an honest question. It was brought to me by several people, is there a conflict? It was not intended to be a jab at anybody. So an apology is always good protocol. It's just protocol. So remember what we're doing on the floor. Try to keep it on what you're doing. So thank you very much.
Other special orders? Representative Dugan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like permission to speak about absent friends.
Absent friends.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just passed a bill that will, among other things, help a member of this body who is not with us at the moment because of health problems. We have two other members of this body who are similarly situated. I have to tell you, Mr. Speaker, that because the member from Mountain View isn't here, I'm afraid we're doing pretty sloppy work. That because the member from Nome isn't here, we're not laughing as much as we should. And certainly from my perspective, that the member who sits immediately to my left here, his absence robs the Bob Caucus of its president pro tem. And Mr. Speaker, doesn't make me look as young as I do sitting next to him. So I want to just say that we miss all three of them, and I hope that they get back here soon, because I'm afraid I'm starting to look my age. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, February 4th.
Hearing no objection, we'll be in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.